from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump issuing yet another warning to North Korea and its leader Kim Jong-un, saying the U.S. military is locked and loaded and prepared to retaliate against Pyongyang if initiates war against the U.S.
I will tell you this. If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
The president's warning coming after China said it would not assist North Korea if the U.S. retaliates from a first strike. The president brushing off Russian leader Vladimir Putin's decision to expel hundreds of U.S. diplomatic personnel from Russia. The president saying that Putin actually helped things out.
Now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
Reuters reporting in Egypt that two trains collided along the coastal city of Alexandria on Friday, killing 36 people and injuring more than 100 others. The Egyptian Railway Authority saying the train was en route to Cairo when it collided with another train near the suburban Khorshid station. Early indications are that it was a rail switching error that was most likely the cause of the collision. Firefighters in Portugal hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress in controlling nearly a dozen wildfires that forced several villages to evacuate. Authorities warn the danger of more fires remains high because of the drought conditions across the country. Fires have killed more than 60 people since the month of June. You're listening to VOA News. China expressing some strong dissatisfaction after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the ship violated international law, undermining Chinese sovereignty and security and endangering the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials saying the military will continue to sail and fly and operate wherever permitted by international law. President Trump's administration considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. The debate coming as Trump's new envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is expected to soon visit Russia. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Washington.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province have killed at least 16 civilians, and that includes women and children. 8 of the victims were in the vehicle and belonged to the same family.
Oh, I'm holding on.
Having fun in London as people line up to take a ride on the Shard. Well, sort of. It's really a virtual reality experience. Philip Augustine enjoyed the fun.
It was like a roller coaster and a slide at the same time. And it's literally fast and exciting and out of this world.
It's basically a virtual reality slide. You sit on a moving platform, you put the headset on, and the website says you'll get a 360-degree ride that swoops and slides through the London skyline, shooting you up and down and all around 100 miles an hour. Mary Hickson had a blast.
Well, it was fun and felt very realistic. You want to hold on because you think you're going to slide, and the last bit was great.
All you need is $13, and you too can get your adrenaline rush. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.